Ash London's Live Feed.
Award season kicked off today with the Golden Globes. Netflix's The Crown absolutely dominated the ceremony with Best Actress, Best Actor, and about 1,000 other ones. Borat, Schitt's Creek, and The Queen's Gambit were also awarded. I didn't see Borat because it's too awkward for me, but I love The Queen's Gambit. And also, obviously, I loved Schitt's Creek. Of course, the show was hosted by the dynamic duo Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, who delivered a very tongue-in-cheek monologue.
Here we go, guys. Are you ready? Yeah. Could this whole night have been an email? Yes!
Speaking of The Crown, Prince Harry opened up about how he feels about the series in an interview with James Corden. The prince said he's not offended because he understands it's fiction and then gave some hilarious casting suggestions.
Who would you like to see play you?
Daniel Lewis?
Damian Lewis is a great shout. Yeah. I think Damian Lewis is you and me as William. That's casting.
It's not great casting, but it is casting.
You forget he's a real person. It's very weird. He then spoke about his massive decision, of course, to step back from royal duties.
It was never walking away. It was stepping back rather than stepping down.
Right.
It was a really difficult environment, as I think a lot of people saw. We all know what the British press can be like. And it was destroying my mental health. I was
really?
Like, this is toxic.
Yeah.
So I did what any husband and what any father would do, is like, I need to get my family out of here. But we never walked away. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever decisions are made on that side, I will never walk away. I will always be contributing. But my life is public service, so wherever I am in the world, it's going to be the same thing.
Jeez, damned if you do and damned if you don't, if you're Prince Harry, as far as I'm concerned. Good on you, Haz. One of my favourites. This guy is unbelievable. Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons has long been a huge advocate for the LGBTQIA+ community, especially in his hometown of Vegas. He has actually donated his childhood home to an organisation. Listen to this.
I have watched throughout my life the difficult path that LGBTQ youth have, especially coming in from homes of faith. So to now know that with my mom and dad's blessing, I was able to purchase the house from them, and it's going to be the first Encircle home in Las Vegas, and that's powerful for me.
What an absolute legend. And finally, Lady Gaga's dogs have been found. They were taken to a police station in LA, and a $500,000 award has been collected. Reps have said that the woman who safely delivered the dogs was uninvolved and unassociated with the robbery. Gaga sent out love to her dog walker, who was injured during the attack. She said, "I continue to love you, Ryan Fisher. You risked your life to fight for our family. You're forever a hero." Oh my God, I'm so glad the pooches are safe.